This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. When that man with thousands of friends shared this wisdom in Proverbs 18:24, "If you want a friend, you must be a friend," or as the translators put it, "A man who has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother," did you stop to think that the person Solomon described is Jesus? How close of a friend is Jesus? One writer personalized that question in an article he entitled, "The Letter." Imagine finding this letter in your mailbox when you get home today. It reads, "Dear friend, how are you? I just had to send you a note to tell you how much I care for you. I saw you yesterday as you were talking with your friends. I waited all day hoping you would talk to me too. I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you. And I waited. You never came. It hurt me, but I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you sleeping last night and longed to touch your brow, so I spilled moonlight on your face. Again, I waited, wanting to rush down so we could talk. I have so many gifts for you, but you awoke and rushed off to work. My tears were in the rain. If you would only listen to me, I love you. I try to tell you in deep blue skies and in the quiet green grass. I whisper it in leaves on the trees and breathe it in colors of flowers. I shout it to you in mountain streams and give the birds love songs to sing. I clothe you with warm sunshine and perfume the air with nature's aromas. My love for you is deeper than the ocean and bigger than the biggest need in your heart. Ask me, talk with me, please don't forget me. I have so much to share with you. I won't hassle you any further. It is your decision. I have chosen you, and I will wait. I love you, your friend, Jesus." If a true friend is someone who knows all about you yet loves you just the same, then the friend that does stick closer than a brother said in John 15:12-15, "This is my commandment, that you love one another with that Christ-like love and devotion that is total unconditional commitment, no matter what the cost. Greater love has no man than this, that a man give his life for his friends. You are my friends." What is a friend? If a friend is two souls in one body, and a friendship is a gift you give to yourself, then the greatest friend is Jesus. Talk to him, love him, appreciate who he is, and since you know him as Savior, why not make him your friend? Your forever friend is Jesus. He wants you as his friend.